And I've heard reports that there are divisions between the police and Gaddafi's brigades. Are you seeing or hearing that?
Yes. Every night, some of the police, not the Gaddafi army, we have police in Tripoli here, they fight with his army and join the revolutions.
Can you describe... Continue.
Yeah, I want to inform you about his son that died and something like that. It is a fake. It's not true. His son, we have information that his son in Germany, okay, he just do this because he wants people to feel sorry about him.
And this is Saif al-Arab Gaddafi.
Yeah, he's not died. And we can confirm this by he didn't show his face when they're going to bury him in the graveyard. Nobody saw his face, okay? And we have information, as I told you, that he's in Germany right now with another name, not Saif al-Arab.
And can you be any more explicit about the source of that?
I cannot tell you my sources because they will be in danger. Most of my sources are people inside Mr. Gaddafi's first circle. And they tell me everything that his son is okay. Sometimes we get some guns and weapons from the army. We buy it, okay, mm-hmm. by money or by killing some of them. We enforce it to kill. We don't want to kill them, but we are enforced to do so, and we are sorry for them too. Most of them are enforced to fight with Mr. Gaddafi.
So there is basically, Cordoba, there is basically an armed conflict going on in Tripoli every night.
Yeah,
so
every night.
And you say that you're in touch with some of the people in Gaddafi's inner circle. Can you tell me what the mood is inside the circle? How do you have access to these people?
Yeah, they are afraid. They knew that the time is over and people will attack them any minute. Yesterday, he put the tanks inside his home.
That's Bab Azazia?
Bab Azazia, yes. He is afraid because the night before, we took an action in Meitiga. It is an air base for army. So we took an action inside it, and we put the flag of revolutions on the top of this Al-Qaeda. We called Meitiga. So he is afraid that most people in from the first circle, that they are running away from him. And if you heard about Emmanuel Abedi, she ran out with some officers here with high, I don't know.
They're high ranking?
High ranking. From the first circle of Gaddafi, he was close to Gaddafi. He took Iman and ran out to Tunisia with his family.
Were you in touch with that person, or are these the type of people that you are in touch
not
with?
Directly, not directly, but we have contact in other cities, and they confirmed that this person who did this operation. Okay.
And can I ask you, how do people in Tripoli feel about the NATO airstrikes?
I swear to God, they are happy. When we didn't hear the planes, we are upset here in Tripoli. But when we hear some bombing and firing, we are happy, and we go out to the streets to express that we are happy, and it is chance for us because when they bomb any control room for Gaddafi, they will not be able to contact to each other about 1 hour. So we can go to the street and do some action about the forces he put in the streets. You understand me?
Yeah, I understand you perfectly.